Hello, I'm Michelle with two L's.
And I'm Natalie the Red.
And we are at Force of Light Entertainment. And we are here to give you our review, our thoughts on the new Marvel movie, the very anticipated, long-awaited Marvel movie of Black Widow. I'm one that would argue this movie should have came out quite, I think most of us feel like this probably should have come out several years ago, considering we know what the character's fate is. But regardless,
very anticlimactic ending.
Yeah. So
a great character.
Yes. So regardless, we have the movie now, so we'll give you our thoughts. My overall thoughts of this movie, and we'll get into what we liked and didn't like. You guys know I'm not the biggest Marvel lover. My favorite Marvel movie though is Winter Soldier, which of course Black Widow played a big role in. And this movie definitely borrows heavy at times from that movie, which it should have to a degree because it's in the spy genre. But I will say this, I actually end up enjoying this movie as much or more as I do enjoy most Marvel movies. And that's how I feel about it. How you guys feel about it, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, we'd love to know your comments and the opinion. Not in the opinion, your comments, your
in
opinion.
In the comment section.
In the comment section. Somebody's a little out of it. I would say I probably enjoyed this a little more than the average Marvel movie for me personally.
Yeah, and I will say, because there are issues in this movie, and we're going to get to it, because I'd say the first two acts, I think, are very solid, especially, like I said, for a Marvel movie, they're very, I think they're good, actually. It's the final act that I take issue with, and we'll get into that. So we'll start now with what I liked. And what I like, I mean, for stars, I really like this character, Black Widow.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kevin Feige's done so many great things in the world that he built. But I'd have to say the one thing, I mean, you get credit when a credit's due, but you also got to take the hits when you're the head man, is, again, why are we just now getting this movie? Black Widow should have been the superhero, the character that the first female led Marvel movie. It should have come out years ago. I'd say she should have got her first movie after Winter Soldier, and everyone really loved that character at that point.
Right.
So I'm kind of grieved that we're just now getting this and we're not going to get more, because I realized that watching this movie, I was like, this is a very compelling character and that has an incredibly interesting backstory with the Red Room and the whole spy thing from Russia. It's a very fascinating story. And this movie, of course, gets into that in the Red Room and where Natasha, where her background is. In fact, it starts with her family in Ohio as they're being spies in America in, I believe, like 1995, I believe is when it starts, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
And, but yeah, I really enjoyed just the character and the movie, as far as kind of that spy element. Again, I have issue with the third act, but,
and I'll say from a different perspective, I enjoyed the relationships in this movie.
Yes.
And the relationship kind of rebuilding, I guess.
Yes.
We should say
that's what I was going to get into, because one, the character is great and just kind of her story. And again, I wish we could have gone more and this would have come out before, but I think the cast in general, because Florence Pugh is absolutely great as Yelena.
Like, she's legit funny.
She is. Her and David Harbour's character are the comedic relief of this movie.
Because one big gripe, it's not a big gripe, it's not that deep.
It's a small gripe.
It's a small gripe. I have with a lot of Marvel movies, they do this like cheesy superhero humor.
It's a special type of humor, isn't it?
It is. And it's not my kind, is all I'm saying.
I understand that.
It's like actually makes it worse. Like when you're trying to be funny and corny and it's not, it's like, you were trying to be funny and corny, and it's not.
But the way Florence Pugh delivers her lines are genuinely funny.
Her and David Harbour. Maybe they were written on the page kind of corny, but how they managed to deliver them just shows like what good actors they are.
Yes, because Yelena, of course, is kind of her Natasha's little sister, and David Harbour's character, Alexei, which is funny from Stranger Things season 3.
The Russian guy, Alexei.
Yes. But he's kind of their father, and Rachel Weisz's character is kind of their mother in the spy world in 1995. And so you see that in their relationship, how much they care for one another throughout the movie. But what I was going to say is, I think the cast is great. So the cast is definitely a plus in this movie. I've seen some people kind of not like David Harbour's character. And I will say this, I wish towards the end we would have seen him full-blown be able to to perform in the way that, just to see him like really take people on is what I'm trying to say
to kick
there.
Butt, basically.
Yeah, to kick some more butt. You do see how strong he is in the beginning by him holding on to a plane. And this is a spoiler review, by the way. You also see it with him arm wrestling. I mean, he makes the guy's arm go limp. I mean, that's how strong he is.
It was kind of disgusting.
Yeah, it was a lot. But anyways,
that broken arm or hand off to the side.
I will say that I think that I would have preferred at the end to see him really get to show off, basically.
Yeah.
But he does have a character arc, and his character arc, this movie, and I believe it has a good theme. This movie is about atonement. Everyone, right. Natasha, David Harbour's character, Rachel Wise, even Florence Pugh's character, they're atoning for what they've done in the past,
yeah,
and what they did for Russia. And that is the theme. And where, like, David Harbour's character, Alexei, where he does it in his mind at the beginning, he does right by these girls by sending them to the Red Room.
Because, you know, you have to realize, too, like, in so many things, that's all he's ever known.
Yeah.
You know, that's his, like...
Well, because he was a spy for Russia, and...
Well, and in his mind, he's setting them up...
A super soldier.
Setting them up for successful, wonderful lives.
Yes. And you see that played out when he, like, holds their hand, and he's like, you guys red ledgers must be so red. You guys are such great spies, and...
I'm just gonna... He said, you've killed so many.
I actually thought that scene was funny. It worked for me. But by the end of it, he apologizes and he realizes what him sending those girls to the Red Room, how awful it was for them. And you see that in Rachel Wise's character as Melina. She ultimately turns the other way and feels bad for the scientific work that she had done, that she didn't fully know exactly what it was being used for and didn't seem to care, just enjoyed the science.
Hey, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah, and so there's this atonement theme, and you see that, again, with all the characters. So I enjoyed that, and again, back to me saying that the first act one, act two are solid. I will say the cinematography could have been a lot better in some of those scenes. I guess that's going into the negatives. But I still enjoyed the spy element. It was a little more grounded. I thought the opening with the Red Room was actually kind of moving because just what they did to those women.
Right.
It's a very compelling story, and I thought that was good. Any other positives that you're thinking of? Again, I actually just, you know, I thought it was a pretty decent movie. I really did, as positives.
It was pretty good from like a young teenager's perspective. My daughter really enjoyed it. So, yeah, well, and one positive I'll say, too, and we kind of talked about this, I think, you know, this movie had been kind of painted as woke prematurely.
Yes, yes.
And I really didn't find that to be the case. And I didn't find David Harbour's character to be a negative. In fact, he was a positive. He was funny. He actually was he really did care.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of see as it goes on. So to me, he was not a negative male character.
Yeah. And by the end of it, the two girls accept him again.
Yeah.
Like they
there's
truly,
clearly love there.
There's love. They've embraced his apology as he's grown. He has a character arc. He grows by the end of the movie. And again, I wish we would have seen him in his full glory a little bit more towards the end. That would be my critique of that. But he is a good character. And yeah, I don't really see much woke, and you guys know we'll call that out and address it if it's there. I just didn't really
know.
I don't feel like it's a man-hating movie. The villain is a man, but a lot of villains are men in movies.
That's, and I mean, that's in fairness, not... half of the world are men, so I mean, you got one of two.
That's true. I mean, it's true. And so that's kind of our positives, I guess. And you know, people are saying, and does Florence Pugh kind of steal the scenes when she's in it? To a degree, yes. But Scarlett Johansson, I think, still does a very good job as Black Widow.
Yeah.
And again, to the degree that I feel robbed as a fan that we didn't get a trilogy with Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, because
right.
that could have been one of the best trilogies that Marvel ever did, because it's just a compelling character that comes from a very interesting background, really.
Yeah, she does.
So that's kind of the good of this movie that I enjoyed. The bad would be the third act. And I will say this, and I was actually laughing with someone last night. I mean, Black Widow's character, she should have died at minimum 5 times this movie. And
right.
I can begin to call him out.
That's like every action thing, though.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, Black Widow's character is a little bit enhanced, but not fully like Captain America or even...
She's definitely a little enhanced from what I saw.
Well, she is, but she's not supposed to be enhanced on the level of Captain America or David Harbour's character.
If she's not supposed to be, then yes. I get what you're saying.
That's, she should have died a few times.
It doesn't make a lot of sense. Because sometimes I think, like, how did she land that far just fine? Like, and then get up and fight some more. Like, how does a human do that?
You're like, girl was dead. She was straight dead.
Literally dead.
She should have been dead. A few times I was saying that in this movie. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, let's keep it a little within the realm of belief.
Yeah,
but
right.
I mean, I say that when watching the Mission Impossible movies too. I'm like, Tom Cruise's character is dead. He's dead in that book.
Well, I mean,
situation.
Jack Bauer on a more like realistic show on 24. I mean, I think he should have died like 10 times every episode, but realistically.
But in this situation, she literally, so let's move into that third act, because that to me is where the movie has major issues. Okay. So in order, they find the red room. It's in the sky. As if S.H.I.E.L.D. can't find things in the sky. They literally have ships that just float like helicopters in the sky.
I know they gave some kind of explanation as to why it couldn't be found, if you remember. I don't remember what it was. But they kind of tried to gloss, you know, or make that.
But we weren't buying that explanation. And I just think they should have had the secret layer of the Red Room maybe underground. Because then at the end of it, when it's being blown up, they would have to be working their way up. And you don't have to have Scarlett Johansson fall from the sky and live. Those are the issues that it's kind of like, you're sitting there kind of laughing.
That's another one of those things. Like, that was some very precise free-falling action. She had excellent precision while falling from the sky. I have a fear of heights. And she's just, like, on target. But, I mean, I guess that's what she can do.
And Yelena definitely should have been blown to pieces when she, like, sticks that thing in that and it, like, blows up. It's like, come on.
Like, but she was not walking away from that.
No. And then...
I mean, she might have lived. I'm just saying she was
She would have been badly burned.
She was not physically going to get up and walk away from that.
No, that was a tough situation. So the third act... As far as that, really, it's just that to me. I'd even mind, like, people are laughing at her breaking her nose, that scene. That didn't bother me. In fact, I was actually impressed that they let a man punch her in the nose several times. But to me, it fit the character and the situation. That was fine. I will say, so let's move into something people also did not like, which was the whole Taskmaster thing. Okay, the Taskmaster, I feel like, again... Marvel kind of wasted a villain because it was a pretty cool setup, actually, with Taskmaster being able to mimic every person that he watches or she watches. So I feel like because some of the scenes in the beginning had Taskmaster, which were cool, but like by the end, I feel like the character was wasted to a degree. We could have gotten more out of that villain, I feel like.
That's one thing we didn't discuss. I'm not sure if that face reveal... was working for me.
Well, because we all know that was a man and that's a man, baby, in that suit before they took off the helmet.
Do you know what? I don't mean to be mean. It was one of those it was one of those moments. It was just like awkward as the viewer.
Yeah, like, you're like, Okay, and I think we all saw it coming. I saw that one coming from a mile away.
But like in her fit, I don't know if it was like computer generated a lot, but it was just like she was like,
because she actually, that actress was a Bond girl. One of the movies, and can be a very attractive woman. They mess with her face for
the. But she just like she looked really intense. Like,
well, and we all know when you see
girl has some crazy.
When you see Taskmaster at the beginning, it's clearly a man in that suit.
It's a man, baby.
So when they pull off the helmet, you're like, okay. And I feel like you just don't gender swap. Just keep Taskmaster as a man. In my opinion, you keep people a little happier. I feel like when you do that, and then I feel like because they made Taskmaster a woman, they made it, when David Harbour's character at the end, they have a face off. I feel like they then made it where they wouldn't want him to hit her, but it's like, I mean, I feel like he still should have been able to because she is going to kill him.
Like she's trying to kill you. Yeah. And she's in like an indestructible suit anyway.
Exactly.
So go for it.
But I feel like that's why they didn't really give him the scene I think we would have preferred.
Right.
So I just feel like you should have just kept it as, but again, it went for this issue of atonement because Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow realized that she blew up this character and she survived.
Oops.
And so that's where at the end she's able to get kind of her brain back to where she can actually think, and she's saying, I'm sorry. And I get what they were going for. It was just, I feel like, because Scarlett Johansson has a good scene, I feel like, with the Black Widows themselves.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was all I needed as far as the atonement for her character kind of right. situation. So I feel like I just would have been happier had it just been like, I guess they were trying to go.
Maybe you're saying as the audience, it's like, ScarJo, we know you, we love you, we get you, like, you're forgiven. Like, well, you just keep trying. Like,
what I'm saying is I feel like it would have been better had we just had a traditional face-off. Like, a traditional fight where she doesn't feel bad for Taskmaster. It's just, like, an actual villain that you can root against.
I see what you're saying. That's not what I'm saying. This, like, emotional character that
yes.
Scarlett Johansson's like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
You know, like, several times mm-hmm. throughout that third act, it's like, if she doesn't hear you, she's not going to hear you. She's said it many times.
And
not saying she shouldn't, obviously.
Yeah. So that's kind of my critique with the Taskmaster situation. But of course it ends and they're kind of all a family together, and everyone's forgiven one another. And so I feel like, again, there's a good theme for that. Forgiveness, especially with families. Sometimes you got to forgive one another and kind of atonement.
And, you know, sometimes families aren't traditional, and, you know, and it's like, that's still, but like, that's the family for her. And like, and
yeah,
for
that was
Florence Pugh's character. And, you know, they are these little, like, you know, these Russian spies that became a family, and that's sweet, you know,
and who eventually turned, realize kind of their ways and are kind of becoming right. better people. It
reformed.
Seems.
Well, and it was kind of heartbreaking even actually when Florence Pugh's character, like, just kind of bared her soul and teared up, and she's like, it was real for me.
Yes.
For me.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, just having that family unit. And then it was like when the payback later of
Natasha.
Natasha, she's like,
it was real for me too.
It was real for me too. And yes. just that, like, giving her that, like, yeah, you weren't imagining it.
Yes.
And it was just sweet.
Yeah, it was. So I enjoyed the family element as far as that. And again, the idea of atonement. I think the third act would have been better served had it even just been in an underground layer, guys, underground bunker. I feel like then I could have bought you would have such the ridiculous scenes that you had. And then the Taskmaster thing, it is what it is. I feel it was a kind of a wasted character to a degree. It was cool until the reveal. It's kind of like Kylo Ren. When Kylo Ren takes his helmet off, you're like, well, that's not cool anymore.
Definitely some Kylo Ren vibes going on.
So that's kind of my thoughts on that. But yeah, so we'll rate the movie. That's kind of what we like, dislike. As far as enjoyment, I give this movie, we rate at 5 hoots. I will give it a solid, I'm between 3 and 3.5 hoots is where I am here. As far as Marvel movies and what I like, I guess I'll give it 3.5. I'll give it 3.5 hoots. Natalie?
I was going to say for me personally, with the disclaimer that I think you guys, we try and drill into this.
Yeah.
We're not the biggest Marvel fans. So
no,
it's like,
I'm more of a DC girl.
I feel sometimes like there's certain movies I have to judge a little like
easier
because it's not my thing. It's not my bag, baby. You know what I mean? So for a Marvel movie, I give this four hoots.
Okay. So I'm 3.5. She's 4. Again, I will say this. Even though Florence Pugh's character is kind of the shining star of this movie, I do think Scarlett Johansson still did a great job. And again, as a viewer,
she still shined brightly.
She did. And as a viewer, I was still thinking, I really wish we would have gotten a trilogy with this character. And I don't know why Kevin Feige didn't believe in this character enough to make this the first female first female Marvel movie that they did, a female-led Marvel movie that they did, because it could have been an amazing trilogy. So to me, it's almost, I enjoyed this movie, but it just reminds me of what we should have had and could have had and we won't have. So that's kind of where that
is.
Then,
you know, the ending credit scene, which I'm sure you guys stuck around for if you saw it. And then it's just sad. She's like going to her grave. And
oh, yes. Elena. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, why did it have to end like that?
Yeah.
Because of what you guys did before.
Yeah, I could go on a full rant, guys. Maybe I'll have to do that sometime. I could go on a full rant about my feelings about the Black Widow character in Marvel, but I will save that for another day. But yeah, that's kind of it for our review, our thoughts on the new Marvel movie, Black Widow. I enjoyed it pretty good.
And we want to hear what you think. So leave it down below.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Some people don't like it. That's cool. Whatever. It's a movie.
Yeah, it really is fine either way.
It is. And this movie actually, it's doing well at the box office, which I'm happy for theaters who have struggled so much. So that's nice for the theaters.
We don't want the theaters to go away.
No, I definitely don't.
So this is encouraging.
It is.
A Quiet Place, what was the other one?
Fast and the Furious did good.
I didn't see that one.
But I'm not going to see that one.
We're just happy for people to be going to the theater.
Yes.
Let's not let it sink. You know, it seems like it's not going to.
Yeah, so I was glad for that. And enjoy the movie. So if you haven't checked it out, you may want to go check it out. You may not want to, whatever. It's whatever you want. But yeah, that is it for this video for Force of Light Entertainment. And if you have not yet, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, remember to be a force of light. All right.
This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.